الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been left astray will find no one to guide him. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. In continuation of our series of Asma' Allah al-Husna, the beautiful names of Allah and attributes, today's khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Qabid, Al-Basit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will manifest Himself to us through His beautiful divine names, Al-Qabid, the withholder, and Al-Basit, the extender. A great many people who have turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most gracious in sincere repentance and reformed their relationship with Him always ask this question. Sometimes we feel happy, delighted, satisfied, and exalted and relaxed, as if we were in paradise. And sometimes we feel so miserable that we wish we were dead. What is the explanation of these two opposite conditions? These two names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are inseparable. It is not permissible to mention either without the other. This is because if you say that Allah is Al-Qabid, the withholder, it would mean that you describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as being niggardly or miserly, and Allah Almighty is far above such evil qualities. However, when you say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Qabid, Basit, withholder, extender, you describe Him as being powerful and wise. This is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty says, which means, and it is Allah that withholds or extends your provisions for you, and unto Him you shall return. Therefore, if you desire to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most gracious withholds in order to extend, does harm in order to do good, decreases in order to increase, or abases in order to exalt and honor, you are on the right way. Linguistically speaking, the first name denotes decreases, while the second denotes increase. And these two actions embrace all things in existence. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreases something, this means that He withholds it. And if He increases something, this He means that He extended. Now, we have to speak about fields of withholding or extension. The first meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divine name, Al-Qabid and Al-Basit, has to do with people provision or sustenance. In this context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most gracious says, which means Allah extends provision for whom He wills of His slaves and straightens it for whom He wills. Verily, Allah is the all-knower of all things. Do they not see that Allah extends provision for whom He wills and straightens it for whom He wills? Verily, in that are indeed signs for a people who believe. As regards people's provision, do not say that someone is intelligent or talented. Another has a great experience in business. A third is a good planner. Fourth is proficient. A fifth will aware. This is because it is Allah Almighty who withholds or extends provision for people. It is who gives or withholds sustenance for people. It is who makes people rich or poor. If He desires or to provide you with sustenance, He inspires you and enables you to have the necessary way and means to earn money and make your living. On the contrary, if He desires to withhold sustenance from you, even though you might be rich, you quietly, unknowingly go bankrupt or penniless. If for some reason or another He desires to withhold provision from you, He blocks all ways in your face, even though you might be so smart or brilliant. Quite often one might be forced to quit a certain business or break a partnership when Allah Almighty says, it means Allah withholds and extends provisions, and unto Him you shall be returned. Or Allah extends provision for whomever He wills and straightens. You should firmly believe that Allah is the all provider, and that He, only He, is the one who withholds or extends provision for His human slaves. That is why it is usually said, if He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gives, He astonishes. But if He desires to settle account with one of His slaves, He leaves nothing unheeded. However, do not think that extension of provision of Allah's part is a kind of extravagance, or straitened of provisions, of kind of niggardliness. Such evil thoughts should never occur to you. Nay, when Allah Almighty withholds, He does so not due to avarice, and when He enlarges provision, He does so not due to extravagance. He withholds due to His infinite divine wisdom, might, power, knowledge. And He extends when He desires to honor or to try. In other words, Allah's extension of provision is for honor or trial. And His withholding of provision is for treatment or protection. To this effect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most gracious, says what means, and if Allah were to enlarge provision for His slaves, they would surely repel in the earth, but He sends down by measure as He wills. Verily, He is, in respect of His slaves, the will aware, the all-seer of things that benefit them. Hence, the first meanings of Allah's beautiful divine name, Al-Qabid, the withholder, has to do with people's provision. The second meaning of this divine name has to do with clouds. To this effect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means it is Allah who sends the winds so that they rise clouds and spread them along the sky as He wills, and then breaks them into fragments until you see rain drops come forth from their midst. Then, when He has made them fall down on whom He wills of His slaves, lo, they rejoice. Clouds are spread along the sky as Allah Almighty desires. He might withhold them from some people and provide them to others. At the same time, in some places, the rain would be much heavier than in others. This means that Allah withholds rain from some and provides it to some. The third meaning of these two divine names has to do with light and dark. In this context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then we withdraw it, daylight to us, a gradual concealed withdrawal. Where is the day when the night is made to come? And where is the daylight when the dark is made to fall? And where is the night when the day is made to come? You might feel lonely, worried, or afraid in the dark, but then suddenly the sun is made to rise and you feel comfortable and peaceful. Hence it is Allah Almighty who withheld, concealed daylight and then brings it back. The fourth meaning of this day, two divine names, is that Allah Almighty withholds, sees people's souls and causes them to die, or releases them, brings them back into life. Hence provision, clouds, light, dark, and souls are all under Allah's divine control. And He Almighty either withholds or extends them. The fifth meaning of these two names has to do with the earth. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty withhold it, that is to say, He grasped it by His divine power. To this effect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means they made no just esteem of Allah such as due to Him. And on the day of resurrection, the whole of the earth will be in His grasp, and the heavens will be ruled up in His right hand. Glorified is He, and far exalted is the above all that they associate as partner with Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most gracious, also extended the earth in the sense that He stretches it and makes it suitable for human life. He also withhold the earth in the sense that He terminates it or causes it to perish, as He Almighty has made it an abode for a certain limited appointed. The six meanings of Allah's divine names, Al-Qabid and Al-Basit, is that Allah Most Gracious takes, accepts alms and charities. In this context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger, peace be upon him, says, if a slave of Allah gives a good charity, Allah accepts it from him, and he takes it in his right hand and breeds it as the one of you breeds his colt or young camel. And if a slave of Allah gives him a mouthful, it grows in Allah's hand until it becomes as big as a mountain. Therefore, you should give alms. Narrated by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad. These two divine names of Allah also have to do with a very delicate and important thing that we all need badly, namely that Allah, glory to Him, straightens and widens people's hearts in the sense that He Almighty fills them with both fear and hope. You are always either fearful of Allah or hopeful of Him. This has to do with your present condition. You should always ask yourself which condition you are in for the time being. You should make sure whether you are in a state of fear or hope in your relationship with your Lord, Allah Almighty, Most Gracious. If you do not know, this means that you are careless and heedless. That's outside Allah's divine care. Just like a negligent student who does not care about his grades or exams results and knows nothing about them. In other words, a true believer should always be in either of two states, dispirited with fear or spirited with hope. In fact, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds spiritual enhancement from you, you feel lonely, dispirited, unhappy, deprived, miserable, and even outcast or rejected. This is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty withhold spiritual enhancement from you. You read the Holy Quran, but you do not feel duly responsive toward it. You perform a prayer, but you do not enjoy any feeling of veneration or submissiveness. You desire to sit down to contemplate Allah most gracious and His beautiful divine names and attributes, but you feel distracted from so doing. What do we call this state? It is simply a state of al-qabd, that is withholding or straightening, which makes you feel dispirited or miserable because Allah has withdrawn His spiritual enhancement from you. He makes you feel that He is the Almighty, the All High, the Exalted, while you are a mere slave of His and too insignificant to deserve His divine love or intimacy. This is because Allah is the best educator. If He, Almighty, extends to His human slaves such good feelings and conditions as happiness, delight, gaiety, and intimacy, and if such good conditions and feelings continue for long, the slaves, after some time, may become negligent as regards His worship, devotion, prayers, or performance of good righteous deeds. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most gracious, withdraws such good feelings and conditions from him and causes him to feel miserable and dispirited, which makes him hasten to turn to his Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, most gracious, in sincere repentance and faithful devotion. And hence, he is restored to his good condition from which he was deprived for some time. Therefore, Allah's withholding of good feelings and conditions from his believing slaves is meant to make him feel afraid and worried, and in order to motivate him to turn to Allah in sincere repentance mixed with good hope. Therefore, our Lord, Allah Almighty, most gracious, treats true believers with the above-mentioned treatment, but this kind of divine treatment does not apply to disbelievers or atheists, whose feelings and depressions and misery come as a natural result of their sins and misdeeds, and their deviation from their original pure nature in which Allah has created them. Since every human being is created in a pure original nature, once of the blemish such pure nature by transgressing against the rights of other fellow humans, making his glory on their destruction and committing sins and misdeeds, he will certainly feel miserable and dispirited. However, disbelievers and atheists are not our concern in this khutbah. Our concern is pious, righteous, true believers who are singled out for a very special kind of treatment by the Lord. Allah, most gracious, such true believers sometimes undergo the above-mentioned condition of distress and unhappiness, which are meant to be a kind of treatment and remedy from the Lord, Allah most gracious, who fills their heart sometimes with depression and worry and sometimes with hope and happiness. True believers are sometimes optimistic, happy, fluent, eloquent, good-looking, spirited, confined, hopeful, positive, bright, hopeful, and cheerful. Such good condition is called in Arabic al-bast, gaiety, which Allah most gracious bestow upon a true believer's heart. However, there's a treasure beautiful here. When a believer feels that he is nearer and more intimate to Allah, that he is successful and prosperous, that other people are miserable, negligent, and weak, the determination will are weak, they are drowned in sins, they are disconnected, cast away, dismissed, and damned, and that he alone is happy, such a feeling may cause to a state of arrogance, pride, vanity, and conceit. The proper treatment for such case is called in Arabic al-qabd, that is Allah's withholding of such good feelings and conditioned from believers by way of punishment, and in order to make them turn to him with sincere repentance and true devotion. That is why a true believer is sometimes found miserable and depressed, although he does not know what has happened to him. When asked why he is in such bad spiritual condition, he only says, "Praise belongs to Allah." But he does not know the reason lurking behind such bad condition, as he has not committed a sinful deed. This appeals and applies only to true believers. Unbelievers undergo a completely different condition. We tell them, since you have disobeyed Allah Almighty, he casts feeling of depression onto your heart. And since you have deviated from your pure original human nature, you are made to suffer downheartedness. Once a true believer commits a sin or misdeed, he feels that the whole earth, vast as it is straightened for him. To this effect, Allah Most Gracious says, which means, and he did also forgive the three who failed to join in Tabuk expedition until the earth, vast as it is, was straightened for them, and themselves were also straightened for them, and until they perceived that there was no fleeing from Allah and no refuge but with him, then he forgave them and accepted their repentance, that they might beg for his pardon. Verily, Allah is the one who forgives and accepts repentance, the most merciful. Those companions whom Allah's messengers, peace be upon him, commanded his venerable companions not to talk to, felt that the earth, vast as it is, was straightened for them, and they realized that there was no fleeing from Allah, nor was there a refuge but with him. Sinners, deviant, and negligence are made to undergo such a state of depression. If man obeys Allah Almighty, Most Gracious, and therefore he feels superior and prosperous, or that Allah loves him and bestows his divine favors upon his heart, he might slip into a dangerous condition in which he might become arrogant, hyper-confident, and self-conceited. The proper divine treatment for such an illness is al-qabd, that's Allah's withdrawal of such good spiritual condition from him, and replace it with feelings of depression and misery. Therefore, you might sometimes find a true believer unhappy and depressed. He reads the Holy Quran, but he does not feel any tranquility or peace of mind. He is not so eloquent or fluent in speech as he usually is. He stands to perform a prayer, but he does not feel due submissiveness or veneration to his Lord, Most Gracious. This is a kind of a divine treatment for those who become self-conceited or arrogant, or feel superior to other fellow humans. This is the state of al-qabd. However, when a true believer feels lonely, depressed, uncomfortable, dispirited, or downhearted, he might slip into a very serious condition, namely despair, which is in turn followed by a state of al-bast, divine extension of good feeling, of happiness, gaiety, and contentment. Therefore, as a true believer, you should know that you are always in a state of either qabt or bast. This is because Allah Almighty is all al-qabit, the withholder, and al-basit, the extender. If the state of al-qabt, withholding of good things, suits you best, Allah Most Gracious causes you to be in the state of al-qabt by straightening the world for you and making you feel lonely, depressed, dispirited, and downhearted. But once you reach a state of despair, there comes the state of al-bast, in which Allah Most Merciful fills your heart again with such great feeling as nearness, intimacy, happiness, and spiritedness. As a true believer, you are between either of two cases, qabt or bast. But what is the proper treatment? The treatment is simply that if Allah puts you in a state of al-bast, you should never become self-conceited, self-confident, or arrogant. And you should be aware of the feeling that you are superior to other fellow humans or better than they are. With bast, there is a danger of slipping into self-conceitedness. That is why Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, says, if you were not to commit sins, I would be afraid for you of something more serious. What is that thing which is more serious than committing sins? It is self-conceitedness. However, if you are befallen by a state of qabt, you should never slip into despair. Allah, the Lord of all worlds, is also the world of the human race. He Most Gracious breeds their bodies with material sustenance and their souls by causing them to shift from one spiritual condition to another. In this context, Allah Almighty says what this means, so invoke not with Allah another God, lest you should be among those who receive punishment, and warn you tribe of near kin, and be kind and humble to the believers who follow you. Then if they disobey you, say, I am innocent of what you do, and put your trust in Almighty, the Most Merciful, who sees you when you stand up alone for prayer at night, and your movement among those who prostrate them to Allah in prayer. Verily, He, only He, is the all-hearer, the all-knower. As a true believer, you are made to shift from one spiritual condition to another, from a state of bast to another qabt, and then again from the latter state to the former, and so on. This is because you are under Allah's divine care and education, and therefore you should surrender yourself to Him. However, if you are rendered into a state of qabt after having committed a sinful deed or an act of deviation, transgression, or disobedience, you should be certain that such a state of qabt comes after every sinful deed that you commit. In other words, man is naturally predisposed to feel depressed after each sinful deed that he commits. This is al-fitra, the pure original human nature. What does Allah Most Gracious grant us our mind? The answer is so that we know Him thereby. Why does He grant us our pure original human nature? The answer is so that we know our mistakes thereby. What with our mind, we know our Lord. With our pure original human nature, we know our mistakes. By feeling unhappy and depressed, narrated Saman asked Allah's Messenger concerning al-birr, piety, and al-ithm, sin, and he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, piety is good character and sin is something that clashes in your breast and you do not like other people to see it. Narrated by Sahih Muslims. You should also know that you are equipped with a special scale or criterion, al-qabd, whereby you feel depressed and dispirited as soon as you commit a sinful deed. When you tell lies to others, when you transgress against others, when you betray others, when you look at indecent or unlawful things, when you calumniate or slander others, which you feel only if your heart is still alive and you are sensitive. Sometimes man, pure original human nature is obliterated, and the criterion whereby he distinguishes right from wrong and good from evil is destroyed, and man becomes another creature that does not know what goodness is. To this effect, the venerable companion Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, quoted Allah's Messenger as saying, if a believer commits a sinful deed, a black mark grows in his heart. If he repents, gives up sins, and he asks for forgiveness, his heart is polished again. But if he adds more sins, the black mark increases. And this is the ran, which Allah mentioned in his book, Al-Quran, nay, but on their heart is the ran, covering of sins and evil deeds, which they would use to earn. Consecutive sins and misdeeds, deep involvement in the perishable pleasure and enjoyment of the present world, transgressors against other fellow humans, shunning worships and devotional services, and forsaken remembrance of Allah are all conducive to a sealed, wrapped up heart. Allah has set a seal on their hearts and on their hearings and on their eyes. There is a covering, and there will be a great torment. If man's heart is filled with love for this present world, there is no room left for other things. Therefore, if the Lord seals the heart, there is al-qabd, that is depression, downheartedness, and loneliness resulting from sins and misdeeds. This can be cured with act of devotion and obedience. However, the state of al-qabd, which is true believers incur, but for no overt reason, is definitely a kind of divine treatment to such a believer. In this case, scholars say a believer has to endure until such state is removed by Allah's will. There is another delicate meaning of Allah's divine name, Al-Qabid, namely that He is the one who controls everything. Another meaning is the all-powerful. Sometimes you cannot implant sadness in the heart of a happy person. If you speak to him, he does not listen to you. But our Lord, Allah Almighty, is powerful over all things. And he withholds or extends as he pleases. He withholds good things from you and causes you unable to understand a thing. Sometimes in critical situations, we see things contrary to what they really are. Therefore, if man feels proud of his mind and intelligence, he is made to commit a silliest mistake that even the most stupid people never do. This is just because Allah Almighty desires to show him that He, the Almighty, is Al-Qabid. He, glory to Him, withhold understanding from you and makes your mind unable to understand a thing. He, Almighty, withholds happiness from your heart and makes you feel depressed and dispirited, although there is no apparent reason for such bad state in which you are put. Your house is vast, your wife is more than excellent, your children are healthy, and your income is quite good. This is because your heart is in Allah's divine hand and under His divine control. It is He who makes you happy or withholds happiness from you. Not only that, but also He has full command over your heart and mind. He withholds understanding from your mind, just as He withholds happiness from your heart. Hearts are of two kinds. One that is full of happiness, contentment, and divine enlightenment, and another that is hard, dissolved, vitrified, dead, senseless, and miserless. If Allah withholds happiness from someone's heart, He is by no means happy. If He withholds magnanimity from someone's heart, it will never be magnanimous. And if He withholds provision from someone, He will never be provided. Quite often, you meet people who sorrowfully say, things are never as I desired. If Allah Almighty desires to withhold provision from you, you will be poor even if you travel to the richest countries in the world. But if He so wishes, He makes you well off in your own poor country and under the worst circumstances. This is because He is the all provider, such is true faith. They also say Allah also withholds happiness from the soul, and hence it does not taste of happiness, but is invaded by pessimism. And He withholds the delight from the spirit, and hence it does not taste of light. None of Allah's creatures could ever escape from His divine judgment and ordainment. And He is most wise in His divine work and decrees. That is why our Lord Allah, glory to Him, says, and this means, and I respite them, certainly My plan is strong. In this Quranic verse, Allah Almighty describes His plan as being strong, like a tough, unbreakable cable whereby a disbeliever is tied, but Allah Almighty usually leaves His cable loose, and the disbeliever, due to his arrogance, wrongly thinks that he is free, and therefore he moves around, does harm to other fellow humans, does mischief in the earth, both displays arrogance and insolence, challenges, goes beyond bounds, transgresses against other human beings, and wrongly thinks that he is powerful over all things. But suddenly, in one single instant, Allah Almighty pulls the cable and seizes him hence. Allah's divine name, Al-Qabid, is manifest in this Quranic verse, and I respite them, certainly My plan is strong. Allah's divine name, Al-Qabid, also means that He Almighty can block your mind for you, make your heart disloaded and your soul pessimistic. There are extreme cases of depression that drive people to commit suicide. However, a true believer is safe from such bad psychological disorder. Here is another opinion proposed by Al-Qushri, who says Al-Qabid and Al-Basit are two conditions whereby Allah educates those who are conscious of Him. In this context, Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, My Lord has educated me, and He has educated me perfectly well. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. After having received Allah's divine kindness, care, and guidance, a true believer is highly sensitive in his relationship with his Lord. Allah Most Gracious, once he feels that, while performing prayer, his heart is not comfortable or submissive enough, he realizes that there is something wrong with his behavior. Perhaps he has uttered an unpleasant word. Perhaps an evil thought has occurred to him. Perhaps he has thought badly of Allah. Perhaps he has hurt somebody's feeling. Perhaps he has broken an innocent heart. Or perhaps he has made a guilty sign. That is why in his divine book, the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Most Gracious, swears by the self-reproaching self. The self-reproaching self. The self is constantly reproaching itself. In fact, there are three kinds of selves. A peaceful self, that is of the holy, righteous, good-doing, pious, truthful prophets and saints. A self that incites to evil, that is of the disbelievers and disobedients, and a self-reproaching self, that of the believers. Therefore, a true believer's self is of the third kind, a self-reproaching self that is constantly reproaching itself. Perhaps I have uttered a bad or improper word. Perhaps I have withheld a charity. Perhaps I have misbehaved. Perhaps I have not been good mannered. In other words, the self of a true believer is constantly blaming and reproaching itself. It is self-reproaching. Religious scholars say that al-qabt and al-bast are two conditions whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Most Gracious, refines His slaves who are conscious of Him, and whereby He opens to them gates of knowledge and wisdom. If al-qabt befalls them, it becomes from the gates of divine majesty and wisdom of the Almighty. Allah, the Most Great, the Most High, thoughts come abundantly, and fear gets stronger, and the slave tastes of a divine majesty of his Lord, Allah, Almighty, Most Gracious. Allah's divine self is withheld from the slave who feels his Lord's majesty. If this condition gets harder for the slave, Allah treats him with kindness, and at a certain extent which he can bear, his heart is relieved by al-bast if he is befallen by a state of al-qabd, and hence he feels afraid. Allah, the All-Wise, the Most Merciful, does not crush him, but rather gives him an amount of al-qabd that he bears, and then causes a state of al-bast to befall him. Such words are said to people who have great experience in their relationship with Allah, who have their own purity, kindness, truthfulness, faithfulness, dutifulness, devotion, piety, and carefulness, and whose hearts are so sensitive and responsive, will beseech Allah Almighty, Most Gracious, to endue us with such hearts and such feelings. There are scales that are insensitive to light weighs because they are designed to weigh only heavy things such as cars and lorries. But there are scales that are highly sensitive to very light weighs such as milligram of gold, for example, or a tiny piece of thin paper. The same things applies to scales of people's sensitivity. The more faithful a believer is, the more accurate the scale of his sensitivity is. In other words, tell me at what level your scale of sensitivity is, I tell you who you are and how much faith you have. An accurate scale should always give the same readings. It should never give different or wrong readings. The same thing applies to scales of people's sensitivity. The more sensitive a person is, the fewer mistakes he makes. And the fewer sins and misdeeds he commits, the more faithful a believer is. The more accurate the scale of his sensitivity is, and the stricter reckoning he gives to himself, the thing that he who gives himself a harder reckoning in the present world will receive an easy reckoning on the day of judgment. And he who gives himself an easy reckoning in this present world will receive a hard reckoning of the day of judgment. Some scholars said that Al-Qabid, the withholder, is he Allah who reveals things to you in order to protect you? And Al-Basit, the extender, is he Allah who manifests his divine beauty and majesty to you in order to preserve you? Thus, you are either protected or preserved by him, most merciful. Al-Qabid is also he Allah who makes you feel afraid of being separated from him. And Al-Basit is he Allah who makes you feel secure with his divine pardon and forgiveness. Allah Almighty sees people's souls just as he brings them to life, that he withholds provisions or extends them, and that he fills people's hearts with depression or happiness. How the question is, as a true believer, what is your relationship with these two divine names? The answer is, if you call people to Allah, you should always keep balance between reassuring people of Allah's divine mercy and making them despair of his paradise. This is because despair is an illness, and so is extravagant desire. If you speak only about Allah's divine mercy, pardon, forgiveness, generosity, and forbearing, and if you do not speak about his divine punishment, torment, and chastisement, you are not wise enough. As a preacher, you should follow the good example of Allah's messenger. Unfortunately, the speech of some preachers is focused only on hellfire and the horrible things therein, while that of others only on paradise and the good things therein. Both parties are wrong, and both methods are incorrect. Just as Allah Almighty is simultaneously Al-Qabid, the withholder, and the albasit, the extender, you as a preacher should also simultaneously warn the people of disobeying Allah and encourage them to obey Him. In a divine hadith, Moses, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, speaks to the Lord, O Lord, which one of your slaves is more beloved to you? So that I love him with your love. Allah most gracious replies, O Moses, the most beloved one of my slaves to me is he who has a pure heart and clean hands. He does not walk to anyone with evil. He loves me, and he loves those who love me, and makes me beloved to my creatures. Moses says, O Lord, you know that I love you, and that I love those who love you. But how can I make you beloved to your creatures? Allah most gracious said, O Moses, remind them of my favors, blessings, and trials to them. This is very delicate here. Remind them of my favors, blessings, and trials. Means remind them of such great signs of mine as make them glorify me, of such favors of mine as make them love me, and of such trials of mine as make them fear me. In other words, three things must always be dwelling together in the heart of a true believer, namely glorification of Allah through contemplation on the miraculous universe, love for Allah through contemplation on His divine favor, and fear of Him through contemplation on His irresistible punishment. Sometimes Allah shows you someone suffering from an incurable disease that makes life unbearable, or from great poverty and deprivation that makes him search in rubbish for food. If He, Allah, gives, He astonishes. And if He calls to account, He leaves nothing unheeded. Behind Allah's divine withholding or giving, does lurk Allah's marvelous divine wisdom, which we may recognize or not. O Moses, remind them of my favors, blessings, and trials. Means remind them of my favors that they may glorify me, as it is only those who have knowledge among Allah's slaves that fear Him. Remind them of my favors that they may love me, and remind them of my trial that may they fear me. There are a great many cases in which man goes beyond proper bounds and does not harm to one of Allah's creatures. Therefore, Allah Almighty makes him pay dearly for that and punishes him severely in order to deter not only him but also other transgressors, who are usually frightened with such punishment. This punishment is meant to be a kind of deterrence, just as Allah's honor, which He confers upon His good, righteous slaves, is meant to be a kind of encouragement. Final and full punishment and reward will be on the Day of Judgment. To this effect, Allah Almighty, Most Merciful, Gracious says, every self shall taste of death, and it is only on the Day of Resurrection that you shall be paid your wages in full. Whosoever is removed from the fire and admitted to the garden of paradise, he indeed is successful. And the life of this present world is only the enjoyment of deception. When Allah most merciful honors anyone of His slaves in this present world, this is a kind of encouragement to him, as well as his other fellow humans. Similarly, when he Almighty punishes anyone, this is a kind of deterrence to him as well as his fellow humans. Therefore, our human hearts must always be filled with love for Allah, most gracious, fear of Him Almighty, and glorification of Him All High. إلهي أنت القابض على نواصي العباد المتصرف في القلوب والأرواح بمشيئتك. القبض في الظاهر بلية ولكنه عين العطية، فلولا القبض ما تأدب معك العباد بالتوبة، وتقبض القلوب فتتأدب معك النفوس من جلال الهيبة. امنحنا اللهم قوة نقبض بها على زمام أنفسنا حتى لا تخرج من مرضاتك، وامنحنا همة نقبض بها على كل من اتصل بنا فيكون قائما بطاعتك، إنك على كل شيء قدير. إلهي أنت الباسط للقلوب بشهودك والباسط للأجسام بجودك، فتجل لنا بنور اسمك الباسط حتى تظهر أنواره على جوارحنا، فمن رآنا انبسط وانشرح صدره. يا قابض القلوب عن همومها، يا باسط الأرواح في جسومها، لا تقبض النعمة عن محرومها، وابسط له الحكمة عن حكيمها، ما أعظم الرحمة من رحيمها. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم، أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة، وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح، وقامت الصلاة وقامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر،
موت.
لا إله إلا
موت.
الله
استغفر الله.